The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're preparing for a hike, especially one that involves sleeping under the stars, every last thing you pack should be questioned. Will you need rain gear? One walking stick or two? Which freeze-dried snacks are actually tasty enough to eat? One essential rule from experienced hikers is no cotton clothing. Clothes made of cotton can act as a sponge. The material soaks up sweat and holds moisture next to the skin, which eliminates the insulating effect of the cotton, causes skin irritation, and eventually leads to copious amounts of body odor. Body odor isn't a personal affront. Every adult whose body temperature becomes high enough to cause certain glands to secrete fluid onto the surface of the skin is at risk for emanating at least a little bit. And it isn't without purpose. Sweat produced by the eccrine glands that cover most of the body helps regulate body temperature, while the milkier fluid released by the apocrine glands in the armpits and groin area is a signal that the body is under stress. Apocrine glands are primarily responsible for body odor, and although eccrine glands secrete primarily odorless sweat, the smell produced by this sweat changes over time. Perspiration acts as a magnet to bacteria on the skin, and these bacteria use it as a fuel to multiply. When the growing numbers of bacteria metabolize the sweat, they produce a smelly byproduct, commonly called body odor. Clearly, cotton isn't the right choice for working up a sweat since it can actually make body odor worse. But what about other types of fabrics? Do all fabrics increase a person's propensity to develop body odor? The key to using clothing to prevent or lessen body odor lies in the fabric's ability to release sweat quickly before bacteria can begin to feast on it. There are natural and man-made fabrics that expertly wick moisture away from the skin and to the edge of the material, where it can evaporate. Other fabrics, however, will trap moisture in the fabric and on the skin and make body odor worse. A fabric's ability to transmit and release moisture is known as breathability, which is the common term for the moisture vapor transmission rate, or MVTR. The MVTR is measured by calculating how many grams of moisture move through a square meter of fabric in 24 hours. Generally, the greater the MVTR, the less likely the fabric is to absorb and retain odor-causing moisture. You may be thinking, great, now all I have to do is find clothing labeled breathable and BO will be a problem of the past. Not so fast. There's not an industry standard regarding breathability. Nearly any label can carry the term, usually preceded by words like ultra or extremely. This means you'll need to arm yourself with information about specific fabrics rather than relying on label hype as a guide. Natural fabrics, created from the fibers of animals, bugs, or plants, are a good place to start. You'll want to steer clear of 100% cotton fabrics because they take a long time to dry and will allow body odor to bloom in the meantime. This is largely because 100% cotton fabrics are composed of fibers that swell with moisture and thereby reduce the pores of the fabric. However, other natural fabrics absorb and release sweat quickly, including hemp, a fabric woven from the stem fibers of the cannabis sativa plant, and linen, woven from flax stems. While it sounds counterintuitive to wear wool to prevent body odor, this natural fiber is an excellent choice. Wool can absorb up to 36% of its weight in moisture without feeling wet and will dry quickly. Wool also releases minute amounts of body heat as it absorbs moisture, so it will help keep you cool. Plus, wool is naturally antibacterial, which means you can wear it, sweat in it, and keep wearing it, sometimes for consecutive days, without reeking. When it comes to making body odor worse, synthetic fabrics tend to trap odors at a greater rate than natural fabrics. Although many of these man-made fabrics, like polyester, are quick to wick moisture away from the skin and equally quick to dry, their construction can up the stink quotient. Within the weave of synthetic moisture-wicking fabrics are notches designed to pool minute amounts of sweat as it transfers from the inner layer to the outer layer of the fabric. The concept is a good one, as the moisture will generally evaporate once it reaches the fabric's outer layer. The problem is that as sweat collects in the nooks and crannies of the fabric on its way to freedom, it is devoured by bacteria that have themselves made a home in those same recesses. This traps body odor within the fabric. To reduce rowdy odors, look for synthetic fabrics that have an added antimicrobial ingredient. For example, the addition of silver to polyester or spandex fibers can help prevent body odor from accumulating. Silver nanoparticles, that's particles so small that 80,000 of them could fit within the diameter of a human hair, can be integrated into synthetic fabric. When they get wet, the silver nanoparticles release silver ions that initially slow the growth of odor-causing bacteria and, eventually, kill them off altogether. Some fabrics are infused with a different type of odor-inhibiting agent, molecules of volcanic ash. The ash molecules have a pore size that's similar to that of an odor molecule. When the two meet, the odor molecule is adsorbed and trapped within the ash molecule. This prevents the odor molecule from releasing its characteristic smell until the fabric is washed in warm water. To prevent body odor, look for clothing made from fabrics that will help keep you dry and have the added might of antimicrobial helpers. And don't forget the antiperspirant or deodorant. Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other stink-free topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.